Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Superb result Tuesday. You knew you had a task in hand this afternoon here against a team that have been undefeated here all season, play a certain style of football, and for all intents and purposes, it looked like there was a point at the end of it. Talk us through your thoughts.
And let's just get it out of the way. I'll get it out of the way early because people will be listening. The referee was appalling today. And if I get in trouble for saying that, I get in trouble with it. But the referee was appalling. Should have been a red card first off. I don't think this is a foul down here. He missed so many things. So I'm not blaming the referee. Secondly, their tactics are their tactics, you know. And we've competed and we've done well against them all game. You know, it's kind of a game of rugby at times where they try and hit in the corner flag and then go off the long throw-in. But they've got strength in key areas, so that's what they do. And they keep knocking on the door. But, you know, I can't. There's no way. I've just said to Jesse, I'm not going to ask you to play differently. We've carved them open today. Chas should score. Riga should score too. Chance in the second half. We didn't take our chances, but we simply didn't play poorly. It wasn't like a last Saturday. And then you get on euphoria against Scarborough Tuesday night. We should have got a point out of this at least today and then get on the bounce to Baseford.
Well, unfortunately, that goal comes in the 93rd minute. Very little we can do about it. They get the throw, they score the goal, and the euphoria is as if they've just won the World Cup. It just seemed a little over exuberant from far too many people that should know better.
I'm disappointed with their bench. You know, we always celebrate. We certainly don't go to their players when we score. You know, we go to our players. I thought, you know, at the end of the game when the handbags came out, I thought the manager, you know, went onto the pitch and started that. But listen, it's, you know, we've all been there. We've won the 93rd minute, and when you're losing the 93rd minute, it's the worst feeling, and it's a horrendous feeling today because it's a game that we certainly didn't deserve to lose, and I think on another day we go and win the game.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you can take, I mean, first and foremost, the conditions aren't ideal and perfect, certainly, but the performance, you know, you can't fault the players. They've gone out there, they've worked tremendously hard, they've all worked for each other, they've tried to play the football as much as they can, they then have to go a little bit longer in the second half because of the conditions. So there's a lot to build upon there, isn't there? Because it's not a poor performance from FC United.
They forced us into changing our kind of style of play second half because they kept putting it on us, and then the ball would bounce in key areas. You don't want to play it back because there's a bit of water on the pitch, so we go high and they win the first. But, you know, tactically from the sideline, they're encouraged to go into the corner and go into the corner flags and kind of play percentage football, which, you know, I'm not sort of here saying, you know, that's the wrong thing to do. People set the teams up in the right way, and they've got the 1-0 by doing it. And, you know, my side, we play good football, and, you know, people sometimes say, do we go anywhere with the ball when we play like passing football? Today we created chances, we played in the final third, we were excited on the eye. I think Linney got people off his chair, I think Chas did, you know, Cedric Main did. It just wasn't to be, and, you know, I can't shirk an interview after the game, as disappointed as I am. I've just got to kind of roll sleeves up, but more importantly, getting the lads' heads up now for Tuesday.
Of course, Wadeka went off with an injury. He got a knock in the early, and then he just couldn't continue. That was a
blow. He fell his ankle, and then kind of the ankle, I think he's compensating into his hamstring, and he seems to have gone to his hamstring. I don't know how, but he's got a tweak of that. We didn't want to risk Curtis Jones from the bench again. He wasn't 100%. Thought Matty Rain went on there and did well, but just we didn't even switch off. Aaron's headed it onto him, you know, and he's hit the lad and got in. But I very much doubt, you know, when we look back on the free kick, I know people will see all different angles. It's like the one where Potts gets put before and he wins the ball. I think the referee's too quick to give a lot of decisions. And then, you know, on our transition, when we go on the front foot, we've got all this space to go into. We get a man brought down and he pulls it back straight away. He doesn't even let us go. And I was just so disappointed with him. But listen, like I said, I'm not going to blame the referee. I'm going to blame bit of lady luck today, because I don't think we had it in the last kick of the game, but certainly proud of the fans and the players today. But again, you look at it and we've got beat 1-0, so it's, what do you do?
Tuesday night, long journey again. I mean, it's not the furthest journey, but it's a long journey because it's A roads and B roads and so on and so forth. 3G pitch, so football can be played on there, but when you've got players with niggle injuries, Is it a tough place to go to, yeah, because you played on the 3G and equally you played against Basford? It's going to be tough, isn't it?
It's going to be really tough. You know, the games are coming thick and fast, and we seem to be at the minute, you know, can we get a run going? And if we would have got here, come here and got a point today, we might have taken that into Basford. What we will take it to Basford is the confidence levels, and I'm sure that, you know, if their management team talks to other teams, those AFC United are a good side and they won't be mid-table for long. You know, once they get on a run, they'll get on a run, and whether or not it be November, December, January, we'll get on a run and we'll start winning games. We've got to go to Basford now, and you know, if you will, we target 3 points at home and a point away. You know, we knew we had two really tough games with Matlock and Basford, and if we could take two out of that or even three, we would have been happy. So, you know, we're going to go down there and, you know, aim for the three now. That's what we've got to do. But Basford seems to have got on a bit of a run recently. They started a bit slowly, but Steve Chettle's got on playing. We like going down there. I think we drew 1-1 last time, and again, unlucky probably not to win the game. But, you know, it suits us. Our 3G, the 3G pitch will suit us, and, you know, hopefully we get a few fans travelling in, and hopefully we can try and put this one behind us.
Well, listen, let's put it behind us. You go and get yourself dragged out.
Thanks,
and
mate,
thanks as always for your open, honest opinions.
Thanks,
of the
guys.
Game. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.